Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Man, I didn't expect them to a shutout.
That was a world-class
shutout. That's why you stay with your youngster, because now going forward, he's going to be jacked up on Mountain Dew that you had confidence in him.
Akira Smith got a shutout in the game seven.
The biggest game. He joins a list of what, two, three people?
Not a lot.
Oh, man. Man, it's good for Jersey, man. Listen, I'm all for New York and everything, but come on. Jersey needs to have one good thing. Y'all got, technically, y'all don't claim
they're
the
only team that is called Jersey.
Yes, yes.
Nobody else that plays in Jersey is called Jersey.
Right, so Jersey never gets any credit. They just forced to root openly for New York teams that play on their side because they bought all their land up and took over the land like they was like Columbus.
What?
They took over Jersey like it's Christopher Columbus because it was cheap over here. Like, yeah, we'll just expand New York into the metro, into the Meadowlands. Yeah, but we're not New York. We're not New Jersey. We're New York. Mm-hmm. Don't claim us. No. Same way we don't claim Buffalo. That's how they treat Jersey. Well, and I'm happy that Jersey can have some good stuff.
It's called it's really the tri-state area. Like that's
the tri-state Devils.
No, I'm saying, like, as far as the area goes, yeah. Northern New Jersey. But all the way probably to the shore that's New York teams. Like they're more New York teams.
Yeah, but
South Jersey, that's all Philly teams.
Yeah, but municipalities matter, right? And borders matter for a reason.
Well, South Jersey, they're all Flyers fans. You don't see, like, it's not like you're calling it South Jersey.
Yeah,
their practice facility, I believe, the Flyers is
Cherry
in.
Hill?
Or is it Voorhees or something like that? Isn't that where their practice facility is? That's Jersey?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Whatever.
I'm happy, yeah, because they technically should root for the New Jersey Devils.
Bottom line
is. The same way the Detroit Lions fans up there closer to Wisconsin, closer to Green Bay, roots for Green Bay. They don't root for the Lions.
Yeah. Look.
I'm all confused. I'm just happy that Jersey has some good stuff.
In the end, we started with five teams in the winter sports, all in the playoffs for the first time since 1994. We're down to two. The Devils and the Knicks.
But.
And we all thought the Rangers were at the top of the list. If you remember.
All those trades.
Remember, Michael Kay was on First Take.
Yep.
And Stephen A. Smith asked him, of the New York teams, which team is closest to winning a championship? And he said the Rangers. And a lot of us, when we started this whole thing, we thought we went Mets, Yankees, Rangers.
Yeah.
How's that looking right now, Bart?
It's not looking
Who's
good.
Who's closer?
The Yankees, I don't know. Man, well, that's injury, so you're hoping that everything
Harrison
comes back.
Bader at least back.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But everybody else, though. What but a I'll disaster tell
you
what, that's
been. New Jersey fans, man, we don't often open up the lines for you.
What are you talking about? We get a million calls from Jersey.
What I'm saying is
we don't open up the lines. The lines are open for everybody.
No, what I'm saying is Devils fans, this is your time to pound your chest because it was looking real grim after you lost two games in your house.
Did you see?
We buried you. Listen, to your point,
yeah.
The speed on defense got the breakaway goal and led to the first goal. I mean.
The forecheck, the Adam Fox just got completely. First of all, I felt bad for Adam Fox. The puck stuck. Now, people are going to say, what are you talking about? If you've never played hockey, you don't understand. There are times the puck will stick to the ice.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it just sticks. And it's enough that if it just sticks for a second, now, you like, ice isn't sticky. It's slippery. No, believe it or not,
yeah.
A frozen puck will stick in a certain area, especially if there's a little bit of water or just snow. And it just stuck on him for a second, and that's all it took. They were on a power play. The puck sticks on him. It causes him to have to now retrieve it. And now you've got – I mean, they're just coming at you in waves. The Devils are with their speed. What a – you talk about an embarrassing sequence.
Went through three people.
Everybody's falling over each other. I felt bad. Adam Fox is a great player.
We all have.
And for that
moments.
To happen, it just was like that was that moment when you knew. The minute that play happened, you went, yeah, they ain't winning this game. The Rangers
well,
are
the
not
Rangers,
winning
the Rangers
this
score
game.
First. Yep, that's out the window. Yep.
That ain't happening either.
It's changed.
But
out.
You just felt like they had the Rangers were given power plays early. They had every opportunity to get something done. And the Devils just kept saying, no, this is not going to happen. Not today. Not in our house. And did you see afterwards, by the way, there's a video circulating? Of Devils fans out, like, this has become a thing now.
Yeah.
Maple Leafs fans took over the streets up in Toronto when they won the first round for the first time since 2004.
Right.
Knicks fans, we know, have been doing this since 21. And now Devils fans all went out right outside the Rock, outside. It's a cool area over there. And they started chanting the Ranger goal song.
Oh, wow.
They were trolling them
because you got to understand how Rangers fans probably was treating them like little brothers when it was 0-2.
Well, half
how
the
they
building,
was talking to them, right?
Half the building were Ranger fans. It was loud.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, now, like,
but this. That was one of those moments where you're like, ooh.
They get a little get back, man. And
you
they
should. Let them have it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy. I'm still rooting for them all the way. All the way.
Well, now do we adopt them?
Yes.
Look, the Bruins are out.
Yes. It's wide open.
Does anyone want to see the Maple Leafs finally like break through and get to the Cup final? They haven't done it since 67.
Man, hell no. That's hell Toronto. Canada don't matter to us.
Hell to the
only thing
no.
that Canada gave us was Drake.
No, they've given us
and more. And Carnival. Yeah, they've given us
they've
a
given
lot.
Us a little more than Drake.
Like New York North. Yeah. I don't understand. If I could trade in Toronto for Buffalo, I'll do that in a heartbeat.
I love Toronto as a city.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'll trade. You can have Buffalo. Hey, if Alaska can be in Canada and it's really to the United States, then we should be able to have Toronto and get them Buffalo.
800-919-3776. What is the best thing Canada has given us? What would it be? The best thing.
Other than Drake?
Dave Grohl did that commercial during Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, all the stuff
Canada gave us. Yeah. So you
it all
tell
came
us.
From one city.
You tell it.
Maybe Montreal.
But in all seriousness, though, the story with the Rangers on their side. The Devils, the young team, this is fun to see.
So
again, I go back to Lindy Ruff, their head coach, who was
fire
Lindy.
Yeah.
They go on a 20-game winning streak. Sorry, Lindy.
Sorry, Lindy.
And now he's got you beating the Rangers in the
you
second
know, you
round.
You know, his fate.
With the door
be,
open.
Yeah, his fate can be like Budenholzer. Remember, Budenholzer was on the ropes.
Yeah.
They were trying to get his ass up out of there.
Yep.
Oh, won a championship. Well, it lasted 2 years. I'd be surprised they don't get rid of him, too. Like, I wonder what's the ramifications. Yes.
Well, you heard he lost his brother during the series. Nobody knew this.
Oh, okay.
His brother he died in a tragic car accident. I think between game 3 and 4.
Yeah, you can't fire a man with like that after that.
And especially if he like was not like he froze up and couldn't make decisions. Yeah. Or was he had a lot going on in his life?
Yeah,
and I guess you can kind of give him a pass there for some things that happened at the end of those games. But by the way, you talk about a freeze up, and I don't want to get off the Ranger topic, but we got a lot to talk about today. And we'll line up the calls. And Dino, do me a favor on the Zoom. I don't see the call screen. So anyways, what you had last night was also more coaching concerns. I mean, the Boston Celtics, Joe Mazzulla took over for Ime Udoka.
Yeah.
And they took the interim tag off midway through the season.
Yep.
They gave him an extension, and that might be a regrettable decision. He looks overwhelmed.
Inexperienced, yeah.
And he barely got out of the Hawks series.
I mean, talk about turning. First of all, I don't know why James Harden wanted to come to work looking like Cookie Monster. I have no idea why he picked that outfit with the.
It looked comfortable though.
It looked hot as hell.
Yeah, well,
like,
it was
cold
last night.
It's Philly. He got the leather coat on. The top has got like, what's the one that always used to like do the stunts from Sesame Street? You got Grover.
Oh, okay. Grover.
He out there got the Grover colored inspired outfit on, man. Looking crazy as hell. His beard blends in with the three long gray beard hairs, looking like it's like they can touch his.
This was the perfect sternum. James Harden game because he had no pressure on him.
Yeah.
And they stole it. Look, they stole the game, but yeah, we're going to ask this question.
Still, I didn't know he still had that in him.
We're going to ask this question. 800-919-3776. I was talking about how with the Bruins out, is the door open in the East? You know, if the Rangers, that's a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity. Because the Bruins were the team you were worried about.
That's why
all right, so that's out.
Get it done, man.
Right. Watching the Celtics last night, watching what they did at the end of the Atlanta series.
Yes.
Tells me that team is not what they were last year.
Yeah.
The door's open. And when the Bucks are out, the Celtics don't look right. They're fumbling around.
That's why the Heat are probably like, yo, we can win this.
Everybody should feel that. Let me throw in that Joel Embiid is not healthy.
I'm still nervous that he's not going to get back.
So there you go.
So everybody's flawed but the Knicks.
Well, no, the Knicks are flawed too.
What I'm saying is if Julius can get back and just be –
Right.
He's healthier. He can get healthier than Joel Embiid can ever get.
And also Jimmy Butler, who, by the way, we don't know. Let's see his status for tonight's game.
Man, I would run
he
him, off,
on the
every,
injured,
I would run him off every screen.
Oh, you
pick,
gotta. You gotta.
And they're going to keep trying to switch
There's
it.
There's no way they play.
I'll be
they
taking
shouldn't
it.
Play him tonight. They don't play until Saturday, Bart. It doesn't make sense for Jimmy Butler to play tonight unless he's feeling great. It doesn't make sense.
They smell blood. And listen, don't you love the pettiness? Really, Brunson? You're questionable.
Sore foot.
Really?
Yeah, the foot's a little sore.
Really?
Gonna put that on the injury list.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling sore. You know why you do that? because you let the officials know this guy got beat up. This guy got beat up. Yeah, you guys didn't call any fouls.
Before we get too deep in it, I want to, on a sad note.
We have a sad note?
Yeah. Shaq Barrett from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost his daughter tragically in a pool incident.
It's a terrible story.
Growing up with three kids, that was my biggest concern with the fence that we had. We put the alarm on the doors because you worry about little kids getting out of the door and wandering into the pool and nobody hearing them.
Right.
And, you know, I remember Randall Cunningham losing his kid in a hot tub a couple years ago.
You hear too many.
It's one of the biggest concerns that parents have when you're making a decision to buy a house with a pool or to have some type of water around when you have little kids, man. It's the most scariest thing I saw,
and it every time you see these stories, it's gut wrenching, of course, and it just makes you. We took ours out when my youngest was born.
Yeah,
it was old anyway. The house we moved into, it was old, but we thought about, do we replace it? We ripped it out.
Yeah,
because she was a very active little girl, and I just kept having these fears of it. But, you know, you can't live that way. There's always ways to protect yourself. And then there's certainly different devices you can use to, you know, alarm you if this happens. But it still seems to happen, unfortunately. And I saw that with Shaq Barrett. And that's one that
– And you're never the same.
Yeah.
You learn how to survive without it, but you're never the same as a person. And that was my biggest fear. So
you definitely – I don't know where to go from here on that one.
Well,
that's a sad one.
I mean, it's sad. We can just say our condolences, and it's always hard to transition, but I just wanted to make sure, because I forget things, I want to acknowledge that, you know, somebody within the fraternity is hurting today, and we all needed to have our collective prayers and condolences around him, because he's going to need a lot of help. And, you know, this is when teammates and people come in that you know, you have to wrap your arms around him, and it's tough.
All right. Well, one thing that you did want to do at the start of the show is give Devils fans a chance.
Did you like the one time I ever chime in on our group chat?
Yeah, you put a picture up of a devil, right?
It was from Problem Child when he got the devil.
That's right. Hey, the kid, yeah.
Let's go, Devils!
800-919-3776. So let's start. Let's see if David in Harlem has some energy today. David?
Bob,
okay.
What's going on?
That hurt. David, what was that?
He got the microphone next to the speaker.
Yeah, he was probably. Yeah, David, what is that beeping sound?
I'm sorry about that. That's my fob. I'm gonna take that off right now. We just took that off right now. I just want to say it's a great day for Devils fans throughout of all the tri-state area. What we are right here is like, you know, we've been playing the back page through the Islanders, the Rangers, the Nets, and the Knicks, and finally we got our little time to shine. And, Bob, I'm going to tell you something right now. Remember this name. They called Patrick Kane Big Daddy Kane. Well, we're going to put it on record right now. We're calling Jack Hughes, a.k.a. New Jack City, baby, because it's a new dawn era with this team right here, baby.
Yeah,
new
we
Jack
up,
City.
Baby. Hey, the only thing that sucks, man, the only thing that sucks, they closed the barbecue, the dinosaur barbecue right there, man. I miss them double eggs, man.
I know. That's okay. And remember Rocky III, right? When Rocky got knocked down that first fight, came back. No, we were down 0-2.
You ain't so bad.
Out. You ain't so bad. You ain't nothing. And what Mickey said, speed. We got speed. And that just tied the Rangers. They could not skate with us at all. To me personally, we are built for this long playoff run. And like you just said, Boston's out of it. This is all wide open for us right here to take the spotlight out of all a major market in New York City. That I'm not Knicks, but if they don't happen to get out this round, the Devils have the spotlight all to themselves on this, Bart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's our time to make noise. We're young, we're fast, and we can compete with anybody.
Dave, this call is so smitten. I'm so smitten over this call.
Thank you, David. Bart, can you tell me the last NHL team in this area to win a Stanley Cup?
It's probably the Devils in the early 2000s, right? Because they dominated from 95. Some at the expense of my Red Wings, you know what I mean? But I'm gonna let that go by. I'm gonna go ahead and forgive that.
I mean, the Devils were the Devils beat the Red Wings, I believe it was 95, right?
Yeah.
That was that year that they beat them before the
Dorner Dynasty.
Well, no, right before it. Then the Red Wings became what they became. But the Devils have been the most successful franchise in the last 30 years when it comes to championships.
Aren't the Devils owned by the guy that owned the Sixers too?
Yeah,
he's just dipping everywhere, man. Ain't he in the DC one too? Man, this dude can't own everything.
He's trying to get in on the Commanders. By the way, see Snoop Dogg's gonna buy a hockey team?
Yeah, Snoop. They're gonna be sponsored by Skechers. They'll have some Skechers skates.
But Snoop likes hockey though. No, he was a Kings fan. He would go to games.
Yeah.
He loves the Kings. He loves hockey.
Snoop is the most interesting thug gangster that you ever meet.
But you like people like that that aren't narrow minded. This is it, and this is the only thing I care about. No, he opens
that
his
involves.
Mind up. I mean, let me check this. He hangs out with Martha Stewart. He watches hockey.
And
I love
this dude's
him.
A video gamer. He's on Twitch. Yelling at like PlayStation, fix your server. Like, you know, how do you have the time to do all this stuff, man? I love some Uncle Snoop Dogg.
And he coaches football?
Yes, he like Uncle Snoop Snoop.
Yeah. 800-919-3776. Pedro's in Jersey. Pedro.
I tell you one thing about Devil fans. They got bad phones.
Yeah, they do. Pedro.
Pedro on T-Mobile, Nextel.
All right, Ralph in New Jersey. Ralph.
Yo, Alan Bart, how we doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Listen, man, that was awesome last night. Bart, thank you for giving Jersey some respect. I keep hearing excuses about the Ranger fans saying how, you know, they played bad. The Devils took their will. They took their heart. We're going all the way. That's really all I wanted to say.
You know what,
man.
Ralph, I'll tell you what, man. It's the Devils' speed.
It's the youth.
Here's what you got to give credit.
Their speed. They're so fast.
You turn around,
you're just running down the ice.
Well, here's the thing, and it's not just about speed on offense, and thank you, Ralph, for the call. Just about speed on offense. What it is it's the speed that they used on defense.
That's how they got their first breakaway. He took it from three people.
Like, to me, if you can be a team that plays with speed and it's all about your offense, but when you get to the playoffs, everybody says, oh, you can't play like that in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to win like that in the playoffs. But you can if you use it as back-checking like maniacs, as forechecking, putting pressure on defense. When you are using your speed that way.
It's suffocating. Because you can't get away.
Like, Bart, how many times did it feel like they had seven guys on the ice?
Hold up. Did they put a goalie?
He's here too?
Did they put a goalie? Like, what the hell's going on here?
Like, they're everywhere. Like, it's just, that's the kind of stuff.
But with that being said, they took out the Rangers. Rangers was our hope to win the title. Don't come in the next series and lay no egg.
Well, they have the Hurricanes next?
Yes.
That's going to be an interesting series.
Speed on speed.
The Hurricanes don't have a ton of speed, but their system? I mean, they have speed. I'm not saying they don't have a ton. But their system, they just wear you down. But
they don't
have, like, I guess Freddie Anderson's
and they
back.
They're feeling good, though, too, because they beat the favorites, so they feel like they're a team of destiny. Usually that takes a lot out of you.
Carolina beat the Islanders, remember.
Oh.
Carolina.
Oh, I thought they played the winner. Oh.
No. Remember, no. That's Florida.
Okay.
Much different story.
Gotcha.
Florida's that team that, like, you can't kill them. You know?
They're the Michael Myers.
They're the cockroach that was at the Met Gala last night. Did you see that?
Yes. Take a picture of it.
Everybody's dressing up as something. And all of a sudden, it's like a cockroach on the red carpet. And what do people do?
Take a picture. I would have stepped on it.
Well, somebody walked up to it.
Peter would have tried to get you out of here.
You can't step on the cockroach.
I would have took a snake and let the snake go. Okay.
That would have been something.
Somebody would have took a bullfrog and just set it right there. Ribbit.
Right.
Mommy, they killed Cocky. They killed Cocky.
What are you doing?
Cockroach Cocky?
Tony and Bayonne. Tony.
What's up, guys? You know, we need to talk more about Schmidt. He had a bad game.
Yes.
Game six, he was getting beat glove hand side high.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw him last night. He was following that puck into that glove all the way. He never bailed out on the shot.
Right.
What was Pretty Boy Kreide doing on that first goal? He didn't want nothing to do with that puck along the boards. He let
that was so strange, the way he played that. He almost like leaned as if he was, I don't know, maybe he was worried about where he was. That was so odd what Kreider did. Because, first of all, it starts with Fox. And that was just a... That happens. I hate it. Again, I'm a father of a defenseman, so these things can happen, and it just messes stuff up. But so for Fox, I get it. But Kreider, like, what were you doing there? That whole thing was an absolute mess. But, Tony, to your point, did you happen to notice the first glove save that Akiri made? What did he do? He made his first glove save. What did he do? Oh, he snapped it like he was picking, a fly out of the air. You know,
yeah,
he was.
I was just really impressed.
Windmilled
with this whole way after game two, which you really got to look and put in perspective. The Devils got blown out. I mean, absolutely blown out of the water. Two games at home. I was shocked. And then they take four of the next five, two in the Garden, two of them by shutouts. It was a complete dominance. It really. And last night, the Rangers were chasing them all over the ice.
Couldn't catch them from
the 10-minute mark on all the way in. I mean,
and they had power plays early, didn't take advantage of it, and that was the game. Really was. They had power play. They had opportunities early, did not take advantage of it, and then the speed. Once that speed kicked in, it was over. That's basically what it was, Tony. Thanks for the call. I mean, it's just – it's funny, though, Bart. In every sport, they talk about speed. And then, and the play – you can't – game slows down. It gets tougher. It gets more physical.
Nope.
You can't use speed. Yes, you can.
That's Chris Paul.
Yes, you can.
Is that like the most – like between him and Kawhi Leonard, have there been two more disappointing superstars that you can just bank on running out of gas no matter how much they rest, no matter what the regular season is?
That's got to be it for Chris Paul,
It's
right?
Like, come on, man.
Don't you reach a point where you're the Phoenix Suns and you're like, okay.
Well, he's up for contract anyway. They ain't resigning him.
Like, you got to say.
I've been saying all along they signed a Kyrie.
I don't know if KD wants to go back to that well.
Well, but still, they need a star.
I don't think they need a star. I think they need a good
complimentary
point guard, but I don't know if they need to be like a mega star. Another guy that needs shots,
but a guy that can score when you want to, just like James Harden. You got to tell Kyrie, your role is to facilitate, bro.
If you can get Jrue Holiday, would you do it?
Hell yeah,
it's pretty good, right? That'd be a good fit.
Listen, it's been a lot of names out there. Chris Middleton's going to get picked up by somebody too. I know you don't like Chris Middleton, but
I didn't say I didn't like him. I just don't know.
He's a good defender. He can score mid-range, shoot the three.
Yeah, but you have Booker. You don't need Chris Middleton.
No, I'm just saying out there as a free agent. We talk about free agents out there because at the end of the day, I think that Chris Paul's gone. I think that Paul George's they got to break that up.
Well, they said they're not blowing that team up. The Clippers claim that they're just going to run it back and have their faith that their guys can stay healthy. And I'm sure Ty Lue is probably in a back room somewhere screaming into a pillow.
Faith. Like, what if that was Lowe's management last year, Kawhi's coming off another surgery.
They're opening a new arena. Like, you can't blow that team up when you're opening a new arena. In L.A., when the Lakers have LeBron and AD, you got to keep your guys and sell tickets and get some juice in the new building, right? It's the first time the Clippers haven't had their own building.
Yeah, ever.
San Diego, right? Like they haven't really had it. Well, they did have. I'm sorry. They before they moved into Staples, that's right. They had the L.A. Coliseum, which
wasn't really like their own building. Doesn't Dolan own that now?
No,
did he turn it into something.
No, that was the Inglewood, the Forum.
Okay, the Forum.
Yeah, MSG bought that. Let's get some. We brought it up. We might as well get a couple of calls on this real quick. You said about Canada.
Yeah.
So, Canada has given us some things. So, Kareem in New Jersey is going to tell us
one of them. Red Stripe?
Kareem?
Hey, put some respect on Canada's name, man. They gave us Celine Dion. They gave us Bret the Hitman Hart. So, I need you guys to put some respect on Canada's name, man.
I thought you were going to say Nickelback. I would have hung up on you.
Right, you're going to go on.
Don't say Nickelback, man.
They gave us, what, Molson Ice?
Thank you, Kareem. Jay in Somers. Jay.
What about Bryan Adams?
Wow. I mean, you can go Bryan Adams, I guess.
There's a lot of people we want to send back from Canada.
Cuts like a knife. You know? Like, I'm sure we could find things ahead of Bryan Adams on the list, Jay. Thank you. There's this.
I'm not going to say it. Well, Wiggins, we got RJ.
No, they have a lot of good players now.
Yeah.
A lot of good basketball players.
Really, all the people that come from there are island boys.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Okay. Those are all island boys.
Another guy at the Met.
They can take Tristan Thompson back.
Did you happen to catch, though, everybody that was at the Met Gala?
I saw Tiny Nas X. He need to stop with this stick, man. This old platinum.
It's working for him.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
I guess.
Why'd you call him Tiny? But there was, you see, I thought of all of them because Shai was there and he looked like he was wearing a piano. I don't know what that was.
Mahomes got too much money to be wearing a gold chain with diamonds around it. We know you rich, man. When you go to Met Gala, you don't have to wear a Nauru collar with a diamond chain.
Yeah, he was there.
And there's a Cuban link, too.
Mahomes was there with his wife.
And it didn't look tailored. It looked too, square. It didn't look tailored.
And Dwayne Wade was there with Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, they always go there.
And, they both went monochrome. Not monochrome. What do they call that? When you wear the same color.
Yeah, yeah.
Not monochrome.
Look like wallpaper. It's like Brittany Griner. Like Quentin Williams.
Brittany Griner was there.
She showed up.
Yeah, she was there.
She wouldn't have never got invited.
Stephon Diggs
was there. Yeah, I saw him there. He was okay. Looked like he had a Chanel.
Serena was there, which is to no surprise. She's generally there a lot.
She's pregnant again.
Russell Westbrook, no surprise. Yeah. He's big into fashion.
Yeah, his nipples out.
No, not this time. I don't think he did.
He's like, Nas X, you got it covered? All right, I got it. All right,
no, he got it uncovered.
I'll put mine up.
And then Roger Federer was there, and that's what you do. When you are a billionaire like him, show up in a tux. No need.
Yeah.
I don't got to show you my money.
Yeah.
Like, you know I got it.
Rihanna came out with the egg, and her man got a kilt on.
Oh, the kilt.
Like, is it the kilt?
You feel like that's
emasculating?
Like, she makes him wear a kilt.
Right.
As if to say, like, you know. Let everybody know who's in charge.
Yeah, let the wind get under there.
You know what I mean?
Feel the breeze.
I don't know if I want to wear a kilt. Right, but you're wearing a kilt. I don't want to wear a kilt.
Yeah, man.
Don't you feel like that's like a little bit of a power thing?
Well, they've been messing with him about being emasculated because they had him on here and he was in the role. He was behind her looking off into the wind, like usually how they have like these pictures we're accustomed to seeing.
Yeah, we're flipping the script.
Yeah.
And he's fine with it because it's a good life and he can just be a stay-at-home dad. But still, there's something weird about.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. We're going to go to the Met Gala, and you're going to wear a kilt. And I'll be like, nah.
It didn't even match because he had on chrome and had on this little egg that went down from being an egg to the
One thing. Last question.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Quickly was there. You have a problem with that?
Yeah, off day.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you should be locked in,
Are you okay with that, or is there part of you that's
especially if you ain't playing well.
Don't need
if you playing that. Well, if you balling, if you Jalen Brunson, like we need you to find your game. Last I checked, Brunson was questionable. We need you to give him minutes.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be focusing. You need to be somewhere watching film, figuring out how to get your shot. Yeah. I don't like that.
I love the kid. I don't like that.
That's a bad look.
I don't love that look.
The bad look.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, the tiny desk.
Tiny desk.
Yeah, yeah.
They're in like a library.
Yeah, yeah, yup.
So Big Daddy Kane does one.
Oh, he did?
It's so good.
I know Usher did one. It's some epic ones.
So you have like, it's basically like a, it's an instrument like jazz band.
Yeah.
Plays the beat behind him, and then he just drops his lyrics.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so good. He's sweating.
He lost a lot of weight too.
Like he was in good shape.
Yeah, he used to be fat. Like he used to be like Busta Rhymes fat. Mm-hmm. Busta lost weight like four times. Like Busta was bulky, then he got skinny, and then like Busta say the last time he lost weight because he was doing a photo shoot, and they said like, hey, we can tape your stomach down. And they taped his stomach around with duct tape.
You can do that.
And he was like, yeah, he was like, yo, I got to get my stuff together. Then he got lean again. Mm-hmm. Meth is winning, man. Meth works out. But it's crazy because he's Method Man. And he's on Power. He's doing an excellent job. He's been an actor. But he works out at Crunch Gym. Like, Method Man works at a Crunch Gym?
What's wrong with Crunch Gym? Maybe they want to sponsor the show.
Well, they need to. If not, I'm going to start promoting the other places he work out. So how about that?
So you have your opportunity, Crunch Jim. It's now or never. 800-919-3776 is the number. So let's, first of all, some news out of the NBA. So according to reports, the Grizzlies have told Dylan Brooks.
We good.
We all set. He's going to be a free agent. They said he is not coming back under any circumstance. That's a pretty strong statement to make.
They had
for a guy that was once one a key player for them.
I'll take a pay cut. No, we good.
That's what they mean. Like under any circumstance, he is not going to return to Memphis. So they figured that act.
Yeah.
Is not what we're about, but we're distancing ourselves from him. And you wonder, will any other team in the league bring him in?
Yeah. But here's this is what I don't like, right? Selective outrage. It's almost when a coach makes an example of a player that is lesser, but the older players and the better players have been doing the same thing, but he's the one that has to jump on the grenade. And to a certain extent, you know what I mean? Like, I think that will fall hollow because Ja knows there's nothing that he can do that they would get rid of him. And Bane is too important and too good as well.
But Ja didn't. Ja went to a certain point. Dylan Brooks was disrespectful to one of the great players in the history of the game.
But if you're an organization.
And got scolded.
Yeah, but if you're an organization and you're worried about somebody going at another team's superstar, I mean, Patrick Beverly would have been out of here a long time ago. I mean, that's kind of what we do.
I guess they're
trying to get maturity in there, and they make an example out of the worst player out of the group of immature players.
Well, he's not even that
players.
Good, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, at least Patrick Beverly can defend.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
he
used to be able to defend. It's the problem. When you like that and people, like, hate you and they go at you and they make it personal, you energize that opponent. And when you start to slow down and you can't do what you want, there's no room for error. Any slippage, you got to go. And that's the problem was.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah, because he's going to probably be on a base salary, and somebody's going to try and find him.
I wonder who would be.
Because you can't put him around young players. I mean, I can see the Clippers.
No, you know where I see him. I mean, maybe Ty Lue would see if he
because
can,
he's a veteran. You need a pit bull because you're going to have Kyrie. I mean, you got two stars that may miss a lot of time.
Tell you a place that would be perfect for him if they want to get him right.
Lakers, no display.
Miami Heat.
Yeah.
It's exactly.
They always take players, P.J. Tucker.
They'll take a guy like that, put him in that kind of culture of discipline, but, you know, aggressive discipline, where, you know, we want you to play hard. We want you to be aggressive. Hard to play against.
But shut your mouth.
But you're going to learn also that we got rules here.
Yeah.
And see if they can get him right.
Yeah.
That. Why not?
Yeah. He used to be his first couple of years. 2 years ago, he was an outstanding defender.
He was a decent player. He's not a good player. He's not a great player. Yeah, but he's a good player. But he's tough. He gives you that toughness.
Yeah,
but
he's not PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker can at least shoot the corner three.
Right,
and he shoots the three okay.
Nah.
But PJ Tucker is the better version.
PJ Tucker is respected around the league because he's a hardworking, tough player.
And he shuts up. He doesn't talk.
He doesn't talk, but he's also, though, he gets it. He has respect for the game and opponents. Dylan Brooks got too caught up in that
macho
villain
man
role.
Randy Savage.
Yeah, he went too far and he got lost in it. And then he didn't know where to go from it. So everything just became.
Doubled down.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, again, another problem with the lack of accountability. Anyways, let's just look at what happened last night. Because I watched the Sixers-Celtics game because I'm also not – I'm not just watching it to watch it. I'm watching it as – if the Knicks can get out of this series with the Heat, this is who they'd play. And I watched the Celtics bumble around in that first round. You know the saying, you know, don't play with your food?
Yeah.
The Celtics played with their food against the Heat, against the Hawks. They should have finished that series off in five. Yep. Mm-hmm. It ended up having to go six, and even game six was – looking like it might go seven until they finally put them away.
Yeah.
No reason for that. Then they go into game one. No Joel Embiid. And this game was like a scrimmage.
Yeah.
They couldn't put him away. James Harden got comfortable.
Where would they be without Smart? Smart made some, like, he kept them in it. Like, kept them.
He also made some, and I love him, he made some bad plays.
Yeah.
He did. But what you watch, though, is the head coach is not really in charge, Joe Mazzulla. So with the Bucks out, they're out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics don't look like themselves, and they don't look like they've got a coach. Like when they had Brad Stevens or Doc Rivers, like you always felt like
the adjustments, yeah, like control.
Even Ime Udoka.
This is the first time he's looked like this, though, when the pressure's on and he has to match wits and it's really real game plans.
Yeah.
Because really the talent that was so good between Brown and Tatum and Horford that they just were better and they were playing cohesive and teams weren't giving you this level of effort and attention to detail. And I don't know if he's really prepared to be able to make the necessary adjustments in real time.
All right,
now,
so,
let's see what he does from game one to game
of
two.
Of course. But you, I also look at, like you mentioned, the leadership that they have there. You're going to tell me that you know that Embiid's not playing. You're at your home court.
Yeah.
By the way, what a bad 2 days that was for Boston, huh?
Yeah, man.
Back-to-back nights in that building?
Yeah.
But you're going to have a game where afterwards Jason Tatum says, you know, I we just didn't bring enough intensity. Excuse me?
It wasn't that.
You didn't bring enough intensity?
People always use that for an excuse.
No, they didn't. But how about this? The Celtics committed two fouls in the first half, and they were late in the half. The Sixers never went to the free throw line.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me that that's great defense, or is that a team that's not really playing that physical?
Was that both games? I feel like I heard that in the other game, too. Like, Phoenix didn't go to the...
Well, that was another story. But but I'm just saying, like, so all right. So I just want to put it out there. 800-919-3776. If you're looking at the East right now, and Jimmy Butler, now I'm going to give you an update on Jimmy Butler in a moment. But just looking at it right now with game two tonight, don't you feel like if you're the Knicks, you've got to look at each other and think, we could do something. Like the door is open to make a run, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's not like there is an unmovable force in your way.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks had a great year. They looked like they were going to be a championship. They're gone.
Yeah.
The Celtics went to the finals last year. You have beaten them this season, and they don't look right. The Sixers, Embiid, is hurt.
Yeah.
He's the MVP, and he's hurt. And then there's the Heat, who are right in front of you, and you've got to feel like...
Yeah, we let one get away, but if our best player
comes
back...
Them.
Yeah.
So what is stopping the Knicks from getting to the NBA Finals? Is that a crazy sentence for me to say?
It's not.
What is stopping the Knicks from getting to the NBA Finals? When you look at the East right now.
But before the injuries, before we came to this epiphany today, I thought the Knicks had an opportunity to go there anyway, just simply because they've played well against Boston. Now, if you're going to be able to get Joel Embiid or a 50% Joel Embiid, and you tell me I get to have Mitchell Robinson lean up on him and put some of that weight and physicality on him.
Make him
run because he's probably going to want to, you know, shoot, not go in the post and use his dominance. He's probably going to try and save that knee a little bit and only be able to do it in spurts. I mean, I'm excited, man, because I think that the Knicks have, because of their depth, they can have an opportunity to be able to represent the Eastern Conference
they have to prove it.
Yeah, and if
so tonight and see what kind of game you get out of them, and that'll tell me whether or not we can continue this conversation. But right now, going into this game, I'm asking that question: what is stopping the Knicks from going to the NBA final?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We'll have, of course, on MSG, full pre and post as well. So before and after. And, of course, the game, you can hear it right here on 98.7 ESPN. And did you know, Bart Scott, that I will be on the game broadcast with Ed Cohn?
See, that's what happened. That's why I thought the other day I didn't find you because I thought you was doing the thing. And then when I was driving back because I left a little early, I saw that it was Wally.
Yes, Wally did that game, but
they wanted the juice. They wanted Zaddy Bucks himself.
Need a win.
And yeah, good luck.
So
Chuck.
Where do you go?
And good luck, Chuck.
Where do you go when you want to win?
When I want to win, I just say, "Hey, give me Han."
That's right.
I call it, "Give me Bun." Right. I mean Han.
Wow, dang.
Give me the lefty. So anyway, it's Jared Greenberg, who usually does the sideline reporting for TNT games. He was at shoot-around. He said he tweeted this. He said that I've learned that Jimmy Butler was a participant in Heat shoot-around, and people who were on the court tell me he was moving well. However, we won't know until later today if he will be available to play in game two.
Yeah, he's faking us out.
So, I mean, Julius Randle moved well pregame game one and didn't end up playing.
Oh, we're going to test that well.
But the fact that he was on the court and moving around tells you that at the very least,
he's a different type of cat.
The ankle is not something that's going to impact him for the series.
Yeah, you can't be thinking about luck. Like, you got to go take it. If you're the Knicks, you can't be worrying about his health. You just got to get it done. Even without Julius Randle, you had an opportunity, 12 up. You just got to play smarter, and you got to understand. You got to stick to the game plan the entire game. I thought sometimes the Knicks, settled for some jump shots that they shouldn't have taken. Just coming down and I think it was quickly. Just came down, pulled up a three, like transition. The ball didn't move. Mm-hmm. It didn't get energy. Just came down and shot. You know what I mean? I think you can't have – even you look at it like, oh, that's just one possession. No. In these games, it's coming down to one or two possessions. You either make the play or you don't make the play. You got to stick to the game plan, move the ball. I thought the Knicks had to work too hard for their points, and it wore them down. Getting into the paint and doing all that is hard. Well,
missing,
it takes a lot of energy.
Missing open threes is why you had to work so hard to get points.
Yeah.
You're going to get the open threes. You got to hit them. Let me just correct something. By the way, apparently, I kind of feel stupid, but this is what happens with social media. Mm-hmm. Is the quickly thing was photoshopped.
Okay.
It better have been.
They can do that with AI and all this.
I'm telling you right now, like, this is the stuff that makes us all crazy.
You know what's crazy,
what
man?
What are we putting that out there for now?
One is scary.
Does that make you crazy? Like, what the hell? Yeah. Like, I'd want to reach out to them. What were you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
I was about to say something, but I don't even want criminals to get this idea.
Then why would you say it?
No. I'm not going to say it. I was about to say something, but I don't even want criminals to even get the idea
of
this AI stuff. So I'm not even going to give it energy because I don't want to give copycats and people like, oh, spawn an idea. But
there's a lot of
it's a lot of craziness.
You don't know what to trust. You don't know what to believe anymore. And that's the reason why.
And that's why we can't judge so fast, right? We can't rush to decision, man.
True.
Because
very true.
There's so many people out here that's the whole disinformation has been weaponized.
800-919-3776 is the number. I just asked the question. Watching the Celtics and the way they look right now, and even the way they looked in the first round, a head coach who looks overwhelmed, seeing that the Bucks are out, Embiid is injured, what's stopping the Knicks from going to the NBA Finals? Rob and Wayne. Rob, what do you think?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I wanted in on the Knicks because I felt in the beginning of the year, before they got hurt, no lead was safe. And they couldn't catch up to anybody. And if they did, they'd lose by a last-minute shot. But since they've got Hart, they're a lot tougher team. And I think they can play with anybody in the league. I don't think this thing about three superstars, two superstars, really holds water with the Knicks. Because I've been watching them all year, and they have a very deep bench. They could go 9 or 10 deep when everybody's healthy. So I think they can play with anybody. But by the same token, they can get swept by Miami. So if they get by Miami, I could see them getting by the next round. And, you may have the Lakers in the finals, and I think that's a good matchup for the Knicks.
Wow. I tell you what, you think the networks would like that? The networks would love that. Freddie in Brooklyn. Freddie, what would stop the Knicks from getting to the NBA Finals?
The absence of Julius Randle. Mm. As good a game as Obi has, there are other intangibles that Julius Randle brings that Obi doesn't bring. He doesn't play the defense. He doesn't command a double team as Julius Randle does, thereby leaving Brunson to do his thing. And then he also doesn't create fouls that will make other free throws early in the quarter for other players on the team. So the absence of Julius Randle greatly reduces their chances of going further. That's my opinion. Thank you, guys.
Freddie, thank you. And I agree with that. And that's what's going to be interesting to watch tonight as well.
And Grimes is big, too, man. We need to be able to throw some fresh bodies on Jimmy Buckets and make him work to bring the ball up. Don't allow him to break the ball up. But you got to have that energy and make sure you pin somebody to him because he's so crafty, so smart. You know, he's going to get you with these punts. You know what? I don't know if it's a Heat thing or if it's just a Jimmy Butler. His game is very similar to Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade was the master of the pump fake, getting guys up and getting to the foul line so easy. And Jimmy Buckets does that as well. You know, so I think, you know, it's important that Grimes is healthy so you can give Hart some opportunities to have a break. Because if both of them out there at the same time, though, too, it gives you better outside shooting.
Yeah, and Grimes, remember, he didn't shoot well even before he hurt the shoulder, then missed a couple of games. And then he comes back and only played about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
He was a key piece of their starting lineup for the majority of the season.
Yeah.
So they've got to get him right, of course. And then they'll have their regular rotation back and they get back into what they normally are doing.
Because when they go small, if you can have Grimes on the court with Brunson, with Hart, you know what I mean? When Hart is harassing, you know, Butler, like they give it to Lowry, you wear his little fat ass out with full court pressure. You know what I'm saying? And lean on that knee. That knee going to swell up before this series.
That's the thing about game one is that you got performances out of a couple of vets. They were wily vets. You know, you got Al Fox. But it's like if you think that's going to happen for the duration, it's just not how their season has gone.
That's the best they had.
Yeah, and it's great. And they got it out of them, and they took advantage of it. But I'm with Freddie. They got to get Randle right. Julius Randle in this series is critical. And can they get him? Is he available? Is he ready to play? And can they get good minutes out of him? Boy, that ankle injury, which happened against Miami, remember, before the end of the season, that could resonate now more than ever about a chance that the Knicks had to do something in the East. Yeah. And because of this injury, that option might be gone. It's incredible. Let's just see how things go tonight.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.